This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Dex, it's time for us to get to the conversation mode. How do you do? 7 after the hour. It's Monday, the 25th of February. Were Jennifer to be here, I would remind her this is the last Monday of the second month of 2019, but she's not here, so I can remind Victoria. I can remind Kara, but it doesn't affect them the same way it affects Jennifer for whatever the reason. So how do you do? Ladies and gentlemen, I present ladies... a group of ladies, two of them, and a gentleman. The gentleman would be me. I'm Doug Steffen. The gentle ladies are Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. So, all right, ladies, let's get at it. Victoria, what do you say is the number one item of the hour?
Well, definitely the Oscars are has been the number one trending thing from pretty much since the beginning of last night's ceremony. I don't know if you got a chance to see any of it.
I watched the whole thing from start to finish. Thought it was one of the bigger wastes of time. Complete disorganization. I found it to be, with a few exceptions, not very entertaining. What about you?
You're completely in the minority. I actually thought it was the best Oscars I've probably ever seen. Yeah, Lewis and I watched the whole thing, and he said the same thing. He said, wow, that was probably the best Oscars in a really long time.
Really?
I think the biggest controversy was it better or worse without a host? I actually fell on the side of I thought it was better without a host. If they never had a host again, I'd be fine with that. I thought it moved along so quickly, and it was so nice to have such a big mix of stars and celebrities, and it was a few shocks, a few surprises and upsets.
What would be the shocks and surprises from your perspective?
Well, the biggest upset, I think, was Best Picture, and I don't think anyone thought Green Book was going to take home that prize,
really?
But it did. Yeah, that was the when you look at the Vegas odds.
Biggest shock was the Best Lead Actress.
Well, that was the other shock of the night. Yeah. Olivia Colman took home Lead Actress, and I think the odds-on favorite was Glenn Close with Gaga coming in second.
Yeah.
And
right.
No one really thought Olivia Colman had a shot, and including she. She didn't think she had a shot.
She didn't think she had a shot. No.
No. She's big in the U.K. I've seen her on the Graham Norton show for probably years.
She's got
years,
a great story. Did you hear her talk about her being a cleaning lady when she was younger? She said she used to clean houses for a living, which I thought was kind of interesting. And it also is kind of interesting that you and I have such a different take on it. It was a great night for Hispanics and blacks. I think that was one of the things that I walked away. It's not a criticism. It's just an observation. I think I was disappointed that Roma had as many wins as it did. I saw it. I saw every movie for a change. Every movie that was up for any kind of award, I pretty much saw. I've spent more time going to the movies, but it also says that the movies are a little more well-rounded or maybe aimed at popular culture a little bit more. Do you think that was something that was talked about during the course of
the year? I think movies that people actually saw won. And a lot of people, I know you didn't like Roma. I didn't see it, but...
I didn't know. I don't want to leave that impression. It wasn't that I didn't like it. It was that I thought it was this whole business about Mexico and the politically correct speak that came out of some of this stuff. I mean, I would have been shocked had Barbara Streisand not taken her opportunity to take the shot that she did, as what everybody expected. I don't think there were too many other shots, though, frankly.
Shots at what?
Shots at Trump or shots at the political system or just, basically shots their elite point of view versus what the average person thinks about some issue.
I don't know what Barbara Streisand said. I didn't see that part.
She took a shot at Trump and the wall, and the crowd get up and they're all cheering and on their feet, and isn't it wonderful? And
so I guess what does that have to do with Roma? Are you saying that you think it's only nominated
Mexico? I'm working around through the whole scenario. It didn't have anything to do with Roma. I think that this the direct divide, the obvious divide in our country, gets more or less underscored by these sorts of award shows. And I felt it last night a little bit more than usual. So maybe I carry with me a different way of assessing this stuff than you do. But it was the first time I stayed with it from beginning to end, other than flipping over to watch CBS for a little while in 60 Minutes. There were some nice moments. I think there were some warm moments. I think there were some fun moments. I'm with you. But I did miss somebody that was coordinating. Again, a different take than you, Victoria. I think it looked like they were very confused. People say it's live TV. Well, live TV used to be.
Well, the only thing that I thought was awkward, and it wasn't. It had nothing to do with any of the people presenting. But I thought some of the camera work was terrible. It just seemed like from behind the scenes, the director kind of messed up, because there were camera shots on random members of the audience that stayed for way too long, and you're like, okay,
yeah,
nobody
knew who they were
and why am I looking at them? And I didn't think it had anything. I think the sort of logistics of the show was a little clunky, but I didn't necessarily think that it was a lack of host.
Maybe we're too critical. I thought one of the interesting lines of the night with a guy who said, "My best is good enough." I forget who that was. Did you see that part of it?
That was a woman who said that. That was the woman who won production design, I think, for Black Panther.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, right.
The most talked about, the buzzed about moment that people are still not even over yet is Lady Gaga.
That's exactly, absolutely what I was. You look at the two of them, and exactly what we said last week is absolutely true. There's something there.
I have never felt sorry for a Victoria's Secret model in my life, but Bradley Cooper's girlfriend sitting in between Bradley and Gaga, that also created a lot of internet buzz of, you know, she was sitting in between the two of them, maybe strategically. But it was just so funny, because normally, you know, I text with a bunch of girlfriends and I tweet during shows like that. And there were even straight guys who were texting my husband who were watching with their wives saying,
I cried.
I wasn't crying, but it was just funny to me that even straight guys were watching all this going, okay, there's no way that Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper aren't completely in love with each other in real life. There's just no way. David Spade made really funny comments on Instagram about it, and he was like, I'm not the only one. He said, there's no chance that these two aren't blinking, right? everybody, their chemistry came off the TV and sat on the couch with you. That's how palpable it was.
That's a great expression. Congratulations on that. It got off the... say that again. That's a fabulous expression. I don't even know what I just said.
It came out of the TV and went to the couch with you.
Sat on the couch with you.
Yeah. I think we all felt like we were on a date with Bradley and Gaga.
Yeah.
But it was a moment... Shallow won for best song, so that was predicted.
Yeah. But she had tears in her eyes, obviously. It was a real moment, and she was into a man at the piano and looking at him. It was a nice warm moment. Again, not necessarily for his girlfriend. That was one of the real good moments of the night.
The only thing I thought, besides Shallow, I thought the other songs were incredibly lackluster.
And I think it's not surprising
that they won.
May I say that Bette Midler still has the voice. Midler has the divine Miss M. She's looking like she had a little work done, and that's gossipy and kind of cheap, but she's, I think, probably, 74, 75? How old? Maybe older than that. I'm not sure how old she is.
I don't think she's that old. But
you don't think she's that old? Okay.
No, but her voice looked good. She sounded good. The song was just so boring. Yeah. And then the Jennifer Hudson song, that's like, how do you take Jennifer Hudson's voice and Bette Midler to some extent, too? And I just felt like their voices were kind of wasted on songs. But, you know, other than that, I think it was expected that Shallow would win. It was expected that Mahershala Ali would win for supporting actor. It was kind of an odds-on favorite that Regina King would win for If Beale Street Could Talk. One of the funny, sad moments was... after Regina King won for Beale Street, the James Baldwin started trending on Google searches because no one apparently in America knows who James Baldwin is, so everyone was Googling him. But it's good to have someone, you know, it's good to learn about James Baldwin, everybody. But I think overall, a lot of the Roma was supposed to win for, I thought it was going to win Best Picture because I thought it was sort of starting to sweep the night, but it did not. And the big surprise really was that Green Book took home the Best Picture win. So I think that really did surprise
Olivia
people.
Colman, those two moments. But the rest of it, and who paid attention? You know, there was a big to-do made about taking some of the lesser awards out and then putting them back in again. But those things are a snooze fest. And
yeah, you know, that was actually really my only problem with the show, is not even the awards. It's that the people who won seemed so unprepared to give their speech. Some of the longest speeches that I saw, and I didn't see the ending part, so I kind of missed more of the exciting awards, but some of the longest speeches I saw were for the people who were, like, costume and makeup design, because I guess they're just... they're not used to being on stage, but it was, it was kind of funny. I was like, okay, we can play the music and get these people to wrap up.
It's always like, you know, documentary short, and then there's 27 people on stage, and we have to hear from all of them. And, you know, it's always the people, it's always that group of people who win, you know, the sort of bizarre categories that only the industry cares about.
Of all of the award shows, now the award shows are over. They start the first week of January, and they get over the last week of February. Of the all of them, which one do you think was best? Did you watch them all? SAG Awards.
I didn't watch the SAG Awards. I watched the Golden Globes. I thought the Oscars were the best. I really did.
I
thought the fashion. I thought the star power. I really loved all of that show. I thought it was wonderful.
Well,
I think
you missed a little because I'm in Los Angeles, so I'm watching the local Los Angeles the news channels and everybody's trying to create a situation so the listener in their minds and the people on the television station's mind, they're watching our station. Yeah, we've got the people that are in the... And they... I went back and forth. KTLA is the local, kind of local news channel. And they were back and forth. They went to the same places every half hour with the same people playing the same B-roll. It was so ridiculously boring and stupid, but it just showed you how they all got to do the gotcha. They got to be there. This one's got to be first, and they've got to have their presence here and there, and it was just to the point of being nonsensical. I did drive by Hollywood and Highland earlier in the day just for the heck of it. It's by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it's mayhem there. And the kids and I had lunch,
I
drove over in that direction just to kind of see. I walked it once. I remember a number of years ago, maybe 10, 11 years ago, I parked the car up closer to the Hollywood Bowl, and I just walked down there to walk in into the ambiance that is there. And it's like kind of going into a different world. It is really, it's bizarre, actually. But it's a fun thing, and lots of people get themselves all worked up about it, and I think it is sort of, there's a goodness to the tradition. And there's a little bit, there's obviously the over-the-top stuff. And some of the people were over-the-top. But that's what you kind of expect. It just, for me, it didn't hold my interest, but yet it did, because I can't remember the last time that I sat through a whole Oscars presentation. So anyway, what do you think? You can tag us, Twitter, at Doug Steffen, at On Air Victoria, and at... C. Schillen. Power swabs will help you leave a great lasting impression on people. If your smile is not what you would like it to be, and that means if it's not unforgettable, the way for you to get the problem fixed is with the risk-free solution on your part of using power swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system any place ever. So you want to start transforming your smile? Call 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. Use the code DJV. Get it for half the retail price. I've told you 100 times, if I told you once, how it all works. Probably told you 1,000 times over the years. What it does is suck the stain off of the enamel. It doesn't bother the enamel at all. Healthy way to clean your teeth. Make them nice and white. Power swabs, 800-208.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar.
This guy's gotten so maligned, apparently appropriately so, in the last couple of weeks, but this song I always thought was quite a nice song. Do you ladies agree with me? DJ V-Time, by the way, is 24 after the hour on the Monday program. I Believe I Can Fly by R. Kelly. Yes or no, ladies? Thumbs up or thumbs down on it?
No,
being,
I was never a fan.
I never liked it. Okay.
No.
I must be the only one in the room.
No,
Saturday.
People liked it. It was a popular song.
Oh, yeah. It was a big pop hit. Judge set the bond for Robert Kelly, otherwise known as R. Kelly, at $1 million. He also cannot have any contact with anybody under the age of 18, and he has to give up his passport. His lawyer told reporters the singer doesn't have the money for bail, which is one-tenth of the total bond. Doesn't have $100,000. Pretty interesting. Well, he's had how many good songs? What would you? His visibility is pretty high, too, isn't it?
Yeah, apparently he has major, major debts. He's got child support that's backlogged, so he's not getting out of jail anytime soon.
Yeah.
Because that all adds up. Once they catch you and you haven't been paying child support, then, you know.
Yeah, throw away the key. He said through mismanagement, through people, through hangers-on, through bad contracts, through bad deals, bad leases, like the one he had on his studio, he really doesn't have any money. I don't even think he owns the rights to I Believe I Can Fly. Really? Did he write it? If he wrote it and he doesn't own it, he's got this guy, if his lawyer is that bad, or manager, whoever he's got that's supposed to be in charge of that sort of thing. Kelly's lawyer also told the judge the singer is not a flight risk because he doesn't like to fly, contrary to the song. And if he doesn't have any money, that'd make it a little difficult as well. He was charged with 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse involving at least 4 victims. Cook County State Attorney says Kelly abused the 4 people between 1998 and 2010, and 3 of them were minors at the time. When did this song come out? When was it popular? 3 or 4 years ago?
Has it been
maybe
like 20 years. Yeah.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. He was indicted on child porno charges in 2002, but acquitted in 2008. Took 6 years to go through the process? Wow.
He's been plagued by legal problems for a long, long time.
Well,
but a lot of people feel vindicated that he's finally going to pay for what he's done with minors. So,
I thought his attorney was the guy from
Avenatti? No, that's not his attorney. Avenatti represents, I think, one of
his
victims.
Of the girls? Okay.
Yeah.
So his arraignment is set for the 8th of next month. So that's his story. All right, here's another criminal story. Adam Levine apparently is a bad guy. Been 15 years, remember, since the Janet Jackson Nipplegate thing, whatever it was called. So stupid to call things.
Gate.
All right, so it was a Super Bowl halftime show back in 2004. And there was no big deal. Well, there were some complaints to the FCC about that. Adam Levine's strip show at this year's game has renewed conversation about the original problem and the disparity of how male and female nudity is perceived. Didn't I say something about that last week?
I think everybody did. Everybody was kind of annoyed that, I mean, Janet Jackson almost lost her career.
Yeah.
And Adam Levine goes on standard. And just strips down the entire time, and everyone's like, ooh, he's so hot.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So there were 50 complaints that have been filed with the FCC about the decision that Adam Levine took to take off his shirt during the halftime show. The backlash, certainly not as many. If there were 50, there were probably hundreds, if not thousands, for the Janet Jackson thing. It shows you how, and I thought it came out last night in the Oscars, too, that it kind of, I don't know, what are our prudish ideas about morality and stuff. Anyway, food for thought. Big deal. No, not really. 28 after the hour.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $70 on the Epson EcoTank 2750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $30.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Hence 3219, see associate for details.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And pardon my laryngitis, Vice President Mike Pence scheduled to meet today with Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido. The Vice President's aides saying that Pence and the man the Trump administration recognizes as interim president of Venezuela will be meeting in Colombia. The meeting in Bogota is a show of support for Guaido after a weekend of violence along the Colombia-Venezuela border left several people killed and some trucks full of aid set on fire. Earlier yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says President Nicolas Maduro and his regime could face more consequences.
There's more sanctions to be had. There's more humanitarian assistance, I think, that we can provide.
Green Book was Best Picture at last night's Oscars. Rami Malek won Best Actor for his portrayal of Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody. Olivia Colman, Best Actress for her role in The Favorite. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself,
If you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
NSIP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The hour now on the DJV program for Monday morning. It's the 25th of February. Jennifer is off today. She posted some nice pictures of her trip over to watch the Dodgers. I think they got beaten, if I'm not mistaken, a couple of games in spring training. It's the first weekend of all the activities, spring training games all around the, all around the country, mostly the Grapefruiters in Florida and Arizona having their games. Kind of fun, though. It's nice, actually, warm to feel like it's the beginning. You know, spring is around the corner. As a matter of fact, spring is, 27 days away? 27 days away. So we'll have that as a good note to begin the day on. If this is the beginning of your day, that's cool. There are a couple of things that I think are screaming out for attention other than the awards at the Oscars last night. One of them has to do with Robert Kraft, who is the owner of the New England Patriots. There are five or six things about the charges against Mr. Kraft. If you're not aware of what happened over the weekend, it was announced that he was charged with two counts of soliciting somebody to commit prostitution in Jupiter, Florida. He has three homes, one in Jupiter, one in Palm Beach, and one in Boca Raton. And this is a guy who is worth probably
minimally $2 billion. So what does a guy who's worth $2 billion need to go in to a strip mall and pay somebody who is questionably here, that's putting it nicely, the women involved in these things are trafficked, and that's one of the issues here. But he paid $50 to get a job? What is the matter with this guy? Seriously, 77 years old.
He
can't bring somebody to his house. I know it does.
No, that's part of the appeal of these rub and tug places. That's, you know,
really?
Well, when you do something so under the radar like that, then, you know,
But don't you think people would recognize?
Well, it's a day spa, so they just, you know, these places are everywhere. They're all over New York City. They're everywhere. I'm not surprised that, I don't know much about him. I am a little surprised that he would be a type of guy who would do this, but.
Yeah. He's got a good reputation. People like him.
Originally, they said his name was not the biggest name on this list that got busted.
No.
So we haven't heard who else
is somebody
in there.
Else. My son speculated on a guy named, is it Epstein? I don't know who the other person was that he was speculating on. But it also, I mean, the whole business, I just saw somebody getting arrested in a sting here in California, a prostitution sting. Is that the best we can do with our police and authority? It's, for me, anyway, this is in, and does a man have a different point of view than a woman? I don't know. But my opinion on this is that it is inconsequential in this day and age. What is it they call prostitution? The oldest profession? And there's a reason for that. And so why is it illegal to, you want to have, it's your business. You want to have some kind of weird sexual experience? Then help yourself. And what kind of law enforcement did we have? How many people, there were 100 people arrested in this sting. So how much energy, how much time, how much money?
8 months or something, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we're studying this kind of stuff.
They have footage and the undercover footage and video cameras and body cams and all kinds of stuff they use to do this sting operation. But the only thing that, and I'm with you on this. I'm not, people can do whatever they want to do. The only part of it that I'm happy that this got busted is because the sex trade business is terrible.
I'm with you on that.
And so, you know, the human rights violations going on here, that's really the only part of the story that I'm concerned with. Yeah. If Robert Kraft wants to cheat on his girlfriend, then, you know, that's his business, her business, whatever.
And his girlfriend is quite, he's been with her for, I don't know, 10 or 12 years. She's, I think, astonishingly helpful person to him and his business acumen, Metrovic, comes from her. She's apparently very very strident, strong woman with just good character. All the things I know about her, excuse me, are positive. I can't remember her name. I remember looking at her and having a conversation with the people about her and what she's all about. And so, anyway, there's a warrant that could be issued today. Police won't be coming to his house, knocking on his door, putting handcuffs on him, because this is a misdemeanor. He'll be subject to arrest in Florida if he leaves and goes somewhere else. Whether he ever gets into a courtroom, I guess, remains to be seen. Probably not. And then there's the NFL and those bunch of phonies. My God. How many times have you seen that? It seems to me somebody else got into trouble, or a couple of other guys got into trouble who were owners, and they got fined. The NFL disciplined Jerry Richardson of the Panthers $2.5 million after Sports Illustrated reported that he had sexually harassed women on a number of occasions. Then after that, he sold the team.
I don't think they're going to fine Robert Kraft because, like you said, it's a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
So I don't, and it doesn't really affect anybody except his own relationship. So
right,
I don't know.
But the woman that he's been with, you're right, for 10 or 12 years, I'd be ticked off if it were a circumstance that prevailed like that. With, I don't know, if you're in a certain circumstance, it's. He's one of the richest guys in the country. And he certainly is one of the most successful sports teams owners. This is, he paid $300 million, I think, for the Patriots, and they're now worth about $2.5 billion. It's an amazingly valuable franchise. But I just think this is the, remember Spygate back in 2007 when Brady was suspended? Well, he was suspended for
Deflategate.
Yeah, right. But there was something else. Belichick used some camera to do something.
Yes.
Was,
yeah, he cheated on he cheated, basically. That's
right.
That's, yeah.
So the spokesperson for Kraft said that they categorically deny the charges. Really? They got him on video, for God's sakes. He sounds foolish.
That's, apparently they have graphic video, too, according to TMZ.
Very graphic.
So
yes,
I don't
know
how he's going to really deny that. I don't know. If he says he wasn't there, or I'm not sure what his denial is going to be. But
Yeah. And a lot of the people who are associated with the team, the captain, Devin McCartney, said, I think when you see something like this come out, you got to let it play out, see what it is and what it isn't, and go from there. He likes Kraft. I mean, everybody likes the guy. And that doesn't, because you do something like this, mean you're not likable. Just means you got bad judgment. As far as I'm concerned, Governor Baker of Massachusetts said he finds the allegations disturbing. And condemned all acts of sexual exploitation, which is...
I think that's exactly
think that's
it.
The
it's the exploitation
that's the
part of it.
Thing
yeah.
In this, as far as
right.
I'm concerned. Yeah. So, anyway, there's another craft and other crafty news. See what I did there?
Tell us the story, and then we'll figure out what you did.
Kelly Knight Craft.
Okay.
President Trump said he... going to nominate her to be the next U.S. ambassador to the U.N. She currently is the U.S. ambassador to Canada. She's held that since October 2017. President said she's done an outstanding job representing our nation. I have no doubt that under her leadership, the country will be represented at the highest level. So much talk. Anyway, his first nominee dropped out because didn't she have some illegal
nanny? She had an illegal
nanny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. All right. So anyway, according to CNN, it's expected the post will be downgraded from its previous status as a cabinet-level position. I wonder why that. I don't know. I'm not sure I ever understood why it was a cabinet-level position to begin with. When did it get graded up? Anybody remember?
No idea.
When? No.
I just thought it was always that way.
No, No, it was only fairly recently that it got moved up. I suppose that the Kraft thing is the biggest sports story of the day. The television news, without Jennifer being here, I want to go back for a minute to talking about Adam Levine and the nipple thing. There were complaints against the NFL and the network and whoever else, you know, this foolishness here.
I just thought it looked cheap.
Right.
I'm not offended by a guy without a shirt on, obviously, but no. I don't know. I just thought that for a global audience, that's, you know, billion people around the world watch that halftime show. I just thought I sound like an old fuddy-duddy, but, you know.
I don't think so.
Keep your shirt on, Adam. Have a little class.
Yeah. Hey, well, this is a family kind of, I mean, it has nothing to do with whether you can see his nipples or not. He's just not that attractive with his shirt off.
It also didn't really make any sense in the situation. I think, as Corey was saying, it was just kind of like the wrong place and time. It's like over the course of the performance, it almost felt like he was doing it because there was nothing else exciting about it. So he was like, I guess I got to take my shirt off to get some cheer.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. So when Janet Jackson had the quote-unquote wardrobe malfunction, the FCC fined the network $550,000, but it was thrown out because all of these fines. This is another waste. This is like from the same page as Kraft and having all that energy, all those police, all that lurid stuff for nothing. The same thing is here. These fines are a throwback to puritanical times, and they don't mean anything. And when they're taken to court, they never, ever, ever win. The only time a fine was substantially paid was once CBS had to pay $1.5 million for something Howard Stern said on the air. And the only reason they did it is because they found it to be a good promotional tool. That's the only reason they spent $1.5 million to say, yep, yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, this is what he said. I don't even remember what he said, but it was some silly, lurid thing. And so they charged the CBS $1.5 million, and the guy who ran CBS says, great, we'll pay them $1.5 million, and look at how much benefit we'll get out of it. And his listenership increased by 10%.
Of course.
So, you know,
people
that's
love
tough.
To hate on Howard Stern and listen to him at the same time.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep. All right, let's get a list of TV shows that are on tonight. What are we? Is this a good night for television, you think?
Well, if you're a fan of The Bachelor, that continues tonight. That's episode 8. That's on ABC at 8 p.m. I'll be watching the first blind audition of The Voice. It's a new season. Season 16 of The Voice premieres tonight on NBC at 8 p.m. The new judge is one of my favorites, John Legend. He joins the show, so he and Kelly Clarkson.
What do you think of his shorts he was wearing last night? Did you see the outfit he had on?
No, I only saw him in a tuxedo.
Oh, no, that was Pharrell Williams. Sorry about that.
Oh, Pharrell. Oh, Pharrell loves to wear shorts, yeah. So John Legend I think he's going to add an interesting spin to the show. And so that starts tonight at 8 p.m. on NBC. And if you're into wrestling, it's WWE Monday Night Raw. That's on USA at 8 p.m. tonight. And another show that's getting a little bit of buzz. Actually, CBS has two brand new episodes of their sitcoms. The Neighborhood starts at 8, and then Man with a Plan starts at 8:30. And if you're into some biographies on A&E, there's a new biography series called New Frontiers, and it's the Trump dynasty. So this goes back three generations of the Trump family, and this is sort of tracing Donald Trump through his father and grandfather. And so if you're interested in the Trump family dynasty, that's on A&E at 9 tonight.
Help yourself to that. Today is National Clam Chowder Day. Few things as comforting as a bowl of clam chowder, especially on a winter day. What's the weather like in New Jersey this morning in Washington?
The wind. We've got 50-mile-an-hour gusts of wind.
Very windy.
Yes. Yeah, it's not great.
Flying out here the other day from the East Coast out to L.A., the wind was blowing. It slowed the flight down by 30 minutes. And we went between Chicago and Denver, man, and we get banged around for about 45 minutes. Boom, boom, blam, boom. It, very unsettling for people who are not good flyers.
Mm.
Was very unsettling. A couple of people threw up, that kind of stuff.
Geez.
Oh, are we talking about clam chowders? Uh-huh. Considered originally a poor man's food, first chowders were fish stews made from vegetables and fish stewed in a large pot or cauldron. I think fish chowder is better than clam chowder, frankly. Clams were introduced into the mix by Native Americans mid-1800s. Main ingredient, it was now, and you know, this brings me to a movie that I saw yesterday called Arctic. Story about a guy who survives a plane crash with a woman that survives a helicopter crash. And it really is all about how they survived. And he would fish through the ice, and the fish, figure out a way to cook it. It's one of those movies that just makes you think, how would you do if you were in a situation like that? So he survived by making some kind of a fish stew or fish chowder out of some things, like there were some ramen noodles in the helicopter that crashed, you know, that kind of stuff. So, anyway, here today, clam chowder, that Manhattan clam chowder, which is awful. My God.
I don't like the Manhattan. Yeah, that's the tomato-based one. I'm not a fan.
Enjoy a cup or a big bowl of clam chowder on National Clam Chowder Day, 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
After the hour now, it's Tech Talk time on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and a focus. I wondered about this. This is something, another black eye for American Airlines. The cameras, well, you tell the story. This is the story. For those of you who ride on American like I do, pretty much four or five at this time of the year, four or five, six times a month, I'm on an American plane. I'm going to look right at the camera and probably give him the finger or something, just for fun.
Well, so the camera that you're referring to are, these are tiny cameras that a lot of passengers have been noticing. They're in the in-flight entertainment system. So if you're on an American Airlines flight, Singapore Airlines is also is under scrutiny for this too. But American Airlines really is more applicable for us. So if you are on a flight that has the in-flight entertainment system still there because they're eliminating them, but if you can notice, a lot of people have been upset by the cameras pointed right at the passenger. And so both of the airlines confirmed that the cameras exist. They said they were included by the manufacturers, but they have not been activated. And they said that they have no future plans to use the cameras. They date back to June of 2017. That's when they were first spotted in some pictures by a travel site. And the airline says that the cameras are inactive. However, we've been hearing so many stories of breaches and hacking. Anytime there's a camera present, whether it's on your laptop or on your home computer or in the back of the seat in front of you on an airplane, if there's a camera, it can be hacked. And so that is...
Well, I mean, what are you going to... You're sitting in a row with two people if you're in the first and three if you're in the back.
And what are you going to do? Somebody, a picture of you picking your nose? I mean, what else is there that they're going to see?
I think it's just the larger issue of being filmed without your consent.
Yeah,
regardless of
that.
What...
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's really what people are more upset about. And, you know, this also... we talked about this with the Nest security systems. Those are the home cameras where, you know, you can spy on your own house. And that's owned by Google. They originally included a microphone into those Nest cams. And so that's something that people didn't realize, that there was a microphone in the cameras that they bought. So anytime there's some added hardware and then they don't tell you that there's added hardware, that's really where this problem comes from. American Airlines is probably going to be facing a lot of lawsuits with this now, and some privacy advocates are very upset by this whole thing. The fact that American Airlines knew these cameras were there and they didn't even cover them up, that's really, you could just put a piece of tape over it, but they didn't do that. And so that's really where they're, I think that they're culpable for this. So
we'll
see, but I think they're going to end
management.
Up in court.
It sends a message about management. They'll use this as an excuse to take more of the entertainment devices out of the planes and then charge people for having to go to Go-Go or whatever in-flight entertainment thing because the Wi-Fi never works. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're just a bunch of scum-sucking. I said this to them. People say, well, why do you fly them? Because they have the most convenient schedule for me between Boston and L.A., which is the route I take most of the time. They run five flights a day,
miles
and everybody else
built
runs
up.
Two.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
And you have miles built up, so you can't just transfer that to another airline. Yeah. You know, everyone kind of gets stuck in the program that they're in.
Yep, that's right. Samsung has announced the latest version of the Galaxy on its 10th anniversary. Let's listen and figure out what's going on there.
The Geek Out. Samsung have announced the newest and 10th anniversary versions of the Galaxy S. There's three of them, the S10, S10 Plus, and the S10e. Now, the differences are mostly about screen size, 6.1 inches, 6.4, and 5.8 inches respectively, but the first two arrive with a triple array of cameras on the back and a fingerprint scanner embedded behind an AMOLED screen. They're also Wi-Fi 6 compatible and, yes, have a headphone jack. The S10e is the budget version, slightly lesser screen, fewer features, but a very good bargain. The new line of Galaxy S10 smartphones start at $750 and go from there, and they're available now for pre-order, and you can read all about them on Twitter, @TheGeekOut.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
Let's get back to Tech Talk with a focus on Verizon for a bit here, Victoria.
Yeah, they finally offered some details about their 5G launch, and which is we've been talking about for almost 2 years now. The plan will deploy the next-gen wireless technology in 30 cities by the end of this year. They didn't specify which cities will be included in that, but they have confirmed that this will go on, that their infrastructure is ready to go, and all we need now are some cell phones that can actually run on a 5G network because none of the companies have launched one yet.
Brilliant thinking on their part.
Brilliant.
Who's in charge of management of that outfit? Okay, that's it. Thank you, Victoria. 59 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.